Hello, my loves. I hope you're doing well. Hope you had a great week. This started out as an Instagram post, but it actually just turned into so much more, and I did not want to abbreviate it, and I did not want to shorten it and take out things that I felt were crucial points and critical points. So I decided to do a quick recording. I don't have my equipment set up. I'm just recording. And it's from my heart. I want to just ask some questions and I want to provide some food for thought. And then I want to make some declarations. My first question is for you, what is success? What does that mean to you to be successful? For you, is it about how much someone has materially? Is it how big their house is, or what neighborhood in which the house stands, or the type of cars they drive, the clothes, maybe fancy watches, maybe carrots as in jewelry? I don't know what's successful to you. What does that embody? Maybe it's how someone's spouse looks on the outside. Or maybe it's how much they have in the bank. Maybe it's things someone has had the opportunity to do, or a person's accomplishments. What is success? And what is successful? So the world is full of various definitions of successful. And while I've probably named the things that are the primary considerations in this world for what is considered quote unquote successful, still understandings differ. So personally, I actually find it odd for people to be so enamored with outside and materialistic attributes. I mean, I've just never been that person. Even amongst believers, there's this, I don't know, it's like an idolatry. It's idolatrizing of what we know will not matter in the end. Our society, especially in the US, glamorizes the insane. I mean, we pick the most superficial characteristics, and it's like it's a display of our emptiness, like what we feel living in such a vain, capitalistic, and largely godless culture. We project that emptiness by pedestalizing various individuals. And even when we learn that they are regular people just like us, we continue to prop them up on ideologies of which it is impossible for which them to live up. Now, I'm a perpetual working on me type person. Always working on me, always in the background. How can I be better? What can I do better? How can I help others be better? I'm always doing that. I'm always working on me. I'm that type of person. I'm peaceful. I'm a lover of people. I call myself a terminal encourager because I'm always hoping to encourage someone. I'm loyal. I'm supportive. And I am absolutely an incorrigible silver lining seeker. If there is a silver lining to be found, I'm looking for it, and I will probably find it, and I will probably share it. That's me. I'm a committed type, and I'm hardworking on top of that. And I realize that none of that means anything really in this culture. If the things that I mentioned in my introduction aren't evident. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about me. Now, some of you that know me, actually know me, know these things, some of them. But for those who don't know me, hey, get to know me. Okay? I'm going to share some things about myself. My testimony is rich, and I don't have time, nor do you at this moment in time to have me go through everything, but I'm going to try to just bring in some main points to get to where I'm going and present to you some food for thought. So I'm a mom. By God's grace, I am a mom. And by God's grace, I've raised three amazing, gifted, and God-fearing children. Now, I'm talking proper people, productive citizens, people who love God and honor family and friends and work hard for what they want in life. And I don't mind at all calling that, quote-unquote, success. Because it is. Parenting is difficult. It's challenging. And my kids weren't even bad. They weren't even challenging kids. They weren't people that got in trouble. None of that. They made good grades. They had great attitudes and dispositions. They did wonderful things in their studies and in athletics and in leadership. They're not perfect, neither am I, but they were great kids. My goodness, God bless me. But He let me raise them. And I made sacrifice after sacrifice. And over the last 20 years, I did it in large part alone. That's right. Particularly the last 10 years. Now, I didn't say, and I'm not saying, that their father wasn't involved in their lives. I'm saying that primarily the upbringing, the raising of these people was on me. And God let me do it. In my thoughts, that's a quote unquote success. Now, during that time, I have to be honest, I endured unspeakable tragedies. And I'm not saying that because I want pity from anyone. I don't need it. But again, in spite of it all, success. For 12 of those 20 years, I worked long hours on a relentlessly dead-end corporate job to support my family. I promoted very quickly when I got there, and I moved up to the highest level in my position. Quote unquote success, right? So unfortunately, at that point, I hit the ceiling. There was nowhere else to promote within that job. Along that pathway, I was a well-decorated and celebrated employee. I'm telling you, all types of awards, regional awards, firm-wide recognitions and awards. I did that with God's help, of course. Success. Well, while I was doing that, I was also in ministry. I've been in ministry since 2005. And I actually went to school for ministry and finished. I graduated and have been heavily involved in that since 2005. And I was involved actively in artistry. Well, what do we used to say back in the day? Google me, baby. I mean, I haven't been in any blockbuster hits, but the level of work and work ethic and drive is evident when you look at my arts and entertainment resume. I've done a lot of things. Thank you, Lord. Success, right? I never charged for ministry. I didn't believe in doing that. I don't believe in doing that. I've not been led by God to do that. And I'm not saying anything against anyone who does. If God told you to do that, then by all means, do what He says. But He never led me to do that. So I wasn't getting rich off of ministry. And in the case of my artistry, being an actor in a place like Houston, it never paid the bills. It's not Hollywood down here, and the state I live in does not recognize artistry as a viable career path or income source. And so we've lost a lot of incentives that would bring business here and that would employ people like me to do this more. Regardless, I still was active in artistry and doing that on top of ministry, on top of being a mother, on top of a full-time job, which I hated, by the way. I hated my day grind, but I needed it. So I didn't just stay stuck. I decided that I would create my own opportunity. I was prayerful, and the Lord gave me an idea. And I began to move towards that, and I did it to both forge a career path out of this dead-end position that I had, and also to inspire my peers to also think outside the box. And it worked. Kind of. So the initiative I created, according to the place where I worked, and I quote, wildly successful. And it was. In fact, it had never been done before by anyone at that firm. And it was very successful. It produced measurable results. And it was so popular and successful that I received calls and emails from all over the firm. People calling me, including from the corporate office, trying to find out what I was doing, how I was doing it. They called to request my operating procedures and my job descriptions, all of which I wrote myself. They wanted it. They wanted what I was doing because it was working in the region that I was in. But because this company was heavy capitalistic, they took in my idea but didn't see the benefit of paying me to do it. So it was voluntary. Okay, fine. I signed up for that. I knew it was a volunteer role when I took it. And I was okay with doing that because I was planting seeds. And so I did it to the best of my ability, and it worked. But also did it while holding down my normal duties and winning awards and earning rewards while doing so. One might say I was successful, quote unquote, at what I was doing. One might say. I certainly didn't have some magical bank account because of it. But you know, Father God gave me the idea and I ran with it. I ended up resigning from that place in 2018 to pursue my own artistic business interests. Yet, the initiative I created is still in place today at that firm. Prior to my departure, they rolled it out firm-wide, company-wide, as a permanent and creditable firm volunteer activity. I was ecstatic when that happened. That was just unheard of, let alone someone in my position being able to make something like that happen. It was very exciting, and it got me a lot of recognition. Some might say I left a legacy even there. Some might say that no one paid me for my idea. And truth be told, I have to tell you this, the supervisor that I worked with told another higher up that I wouldn't be doing that work anymore. This was just before I left. They told the other person I wouldn't be working there, doing that work rather, anymore. And they proceeded to find a replacement without confirming this with me. So when the position was officialized by the company, someone else was put in the role. Now, let me say that. That happened. I mean, sometimes I say it out loud and it just, I still can't believe that happened. Now, mind you, I'm the only black person in my position in the entire area of Houston.